Wow, it just struck me right now how much I've missed being up here at 10 o'clock. You know, I got a full schedule, but it just struck me how much I've missed being up here and how grateful I am to be here with you this morning. When I was in elementary school, I had a friend named Jennifer, whose parents had an elderly friend named Al. Al was not a high-standing man, according to the world's notion. But I always think of Al, at least for a moment, on All Saints Sunday. Al was not what any of us would consider a particularly holy man. He wasn't an ardent defender of the poor or a figure of deep wisdom. In fact, Al was a rather odd character. When he was visiting with Jen's parents, he always took the time to chat with us kids, and he always told the most outlandish stories. I'm embarrassed to admit that my sister Kim and I found it a bit amusing to poke fun at him. He seemed to get sick a lot. He never had much money, and his eyes were really bad. So bad that he wore those really thick, like Coke bottle lenses. You know what I'm talking about? At night, he loved to look at bright lights through those glasses because he said the lights would turn into shimmering kaleidoscopes. And for all I knew what a kaleidoscope was when I was about 8 or 9, but I found out. Al couldn't drive at night, and he presented as very, very frail. It is an All Saints miracle that somehow, through his bumbling behavior and outlandish stories, Al showed me something about God. Essentially, for all his odd behavior, Al simply cared. He cared for people, no matter how they responded or reacted to him. To speak with this odd fellow was to experience a freedom from pretension and anxiety. There was no need to impress him, or to brag, or even to complain or ask for things. I remember time even seemed to stop. We seemed free of time. It was Al's emptiness that provided a safe space for all of us kids to know ourselves, to get to know life a little bit more, and indeed, to know God. Part of the reason Al could show me God, I think, was that he was poor. For the last part of his life, he lived alone in Duncan in a small, long-held, rent-controlled apartment for which he paid an astonishingly low rent. He was poor materially, and later in life, he was often poor spiritually. His poverty is the reason I came to understand the first verse of the Beatitudes. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. As painful as poverty was for Al, it also meant that there didn't seem to be much to get in the way of him experiencing God. Blessed are the poor in both a material and a spiritual sense. It would seem if we want to meet a saint, we look to the poor, those who have little getting in the way of their experience of God. A saint is someone who knows emptiness, someone whose heart and life experiences allows God to present in the most startling ways. Friedrich Buchner, in his old and delightful book called Wishful Thinking, still has one of the most famous definitions of a saint, and it's worth repeating today. He said, In his holy flirtation with the world, God sometimes drops a handkerchief. Those handkerchiefs are called saints. Holy flirtation. I wonder if flirting has gone out of fashion. Things go by all too quickly in our sped-up world. There seems little time for relationship, for that delicate and delicious give and take of getting to know someone. God comes to us in mystery, over time, indeed, as Buchner says, in a holy flirtation with the world. The way we will know God is to let time stop, to not be in a hurry, and to learn from the person sitting next to us. One of the great advantages of growing older, and yes, there are advantages, is that we come to know a variety of saints. The broader our life is, the more we know the grace of God through other people. We begin to recognize that other people, people different from us, are not strangers, but are in fact saints. Blessed are you who are poor, said Jesus. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are you who hunger and thirst, who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are you who weep. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek, the peacemakers. The church uses all those words in the gospel for All Saints Sunday, the day when we remember the saints. As American author and television writer Michael Malone points out, those saints are not just the stars, not just those whose work outshone the rest. Those saints are the everyday folk, the folks whom the light shines through. The light goes right through them to what they love so that we can see its beauty. The saints among us today are the poor, those who mourn, those who hunger and thirst, the meek, the peacemakers. Yes, there are some superstar saints in the world today, but most of us aren't superstar saints. We are those who mourn and weep. We are those who are hungry and thirsty for things. The incredible truth of All Saints Day is that every one of us baptized persons is a saint in the eyes of God. We do not have to pass some sanctification test to be a saint. God chooses us. God claims us to be vessels through whom the light shines. I personally am discovering at least one very happy circumstance to growing older. The older I become, the more saints I get to know. Like Saint Al, most of us saints really are odd in our own ways. I've been in some great communities where the saints have not all looked the same. They did not even believe in exactly the same way, but they knew how to give. They knew how to serve. The saints I have known, whether poor or rich, weeping or laughing, hungry or full, have somehow pointed me to God in whatever they have been experiencing. The saints are those in every generation who show us God's love affair with humanity. The older, more established churches do have an advantage over newer ones. They have known a lot of Saint Al's. This is why the church celebrates All Saints Day. We've known a lot more saints than just the famous ones. We have known the nondescript, the bumbling, the odd, the inept ones. The wonderfully capable and woefully decrepit. We've known the poor in spirit, those who are empty enough to show us God. And at some point, each of them has provided a space for us to know God. Today, As Lorraine mentioned earlier, we are wrapping up our stewardship campaign. I've had so many folks come to me prayerfully discerning the gifts they feel called to give, considering the offerings of the first fruits, as Bishop Anna spoke about a few weeks ago. I know the prayerful response you folk of St. John's have undertaken has been a response of love, of serious wrestling. What you have all undertaken in the past several weeks during our stewardship campaign, the prayerful consideration of your gifts and talents, is nothing short of saintly work, and your outpouring response of love for God and neighbor. All you saints of St. John's, may God continue to shine God's light through all your loving service and offerings. Amen.